parents stuck at home with kids and still trying to work, this next story is for you. China is several months ahead of us dealing with the coronavirus outbreak, which means several months ahead of us learning how to adapt and cope. That includes improvements to online learning for kids who can't go to school. In China, the entire school system is shut down. Rebecca Canther has some lessons from Shanghai.
These days, mornings at my house sound like this.
9 o'clock should be starting. Don't complain.
The Shanghai Education Bureau's e-learning classes start every day at 9 a.m. sharp, and students watch their lessons all the way to 4:30 p.m.
I have to get dressed. That's one thing, and I have to have all my stuff. It's kind of like going to school.
That's Leona, my daughter. She's 7 years old and a second grader at a public school here. She's not quite used to this new style of learning. She misses her teachers and classmates. They haven't seen each other since school let out for winter vacation in January, just before the virus outbreak forced everyone here to stay indoors.
I'm waiting for you. That's
I'm
good.
Begging.
Good.
Sitting at the dining room table, it's hard for her to focus, especially because her little brother can't stay quiet.
And when I'm always doing my work, my brother keeps on doing the stuff that I want to do. Oh, yeah, he's just playing.
More than 300 million students in China, everyone from kindergartners all the way up to university students, are stuck at home trying to learn online. That's almost as many people as the entire population of the United States. This huge experiment got off to a rocky start. Jessica Kaufman, a Canadian teacher at a local school in Shanghai, says there wasn't any time for training.
I think for some people, it's just such a crash course. And the learning curve, especially in the first couple of weeks, was massive. It was like a learning cliff. And some people held on and some people fell off.
Schools are still scrambling to make it all work. Internet connections can be spotty, and teachers say they're working longer hours collecting and grading homework and preparing online materials. They've had to learn some things the hard way. Don't leave the door unlocked while giving an online lecture. Someone might walk in. And be careful not to use any words banned on the Chinese internet, or you could get booted out of class. A lot of teachers are also parents, and that makes things even harder. Zhu Min is a third-grade science teacher in Shandong province in northern China. We talked at 10 p.m. after her two kids had gone to bed.
One of my friends, they and their spouse are both teachers, and they're going crazy. Every day they're just begging for school to start again. I never wanted to go back to work so much.
They're not the only ones. Kids want to go back to school, too. Luo Zihan is a sixth grader at a private school in Shanghai. He sits alone in his room and watches class on a laptop while his grandmother takes care of his four-year-old brother. He really misses school.
At school, between classes, we can talk with our friends. But at home, there's no one to talk to. It's really boring. At least I have my little brother nearby. I can play with him. But for the kids who don't have siblings, it's very lonely.
Millions of students in China face an even greater challenge. They're preparing for high-stakes entrance exams. Li Jingjing lives in Shanghai with her 14-year-old daughter, who's studying for exams in June.
It's a lot of work. She has six teachers sending assignments all through the day, and so there are many notifications. It puts a lot of pressure on them and the teachers. I don't think this is good for the children.
Jingjing doesn't want to stress her daughter out. But taking it easy isn't really an option.
I told her she doesn't need to do all the work if she's tired. But she's a very obedient student, and she doesn't want to be the only one who's not doing her classwork. Sometimes she's up till midnight doing homework.
Everyone agrees that online learning is really challenging, and some people wonder how effective it is. Zhu Min, the third grade science teacher, says when her school reopens, they may have to restart the semester.
The thing is, we can't really guarantee that our students are learning anything. The younger kids especially can't manage their own learning, so we don't know if they're getting anything out of their classes.
In the past few weeks, more schools around the world have shut down to prevent the spread of the virus. I asked Kathleen McLennan, a dean at a private school outside of Guangzhou, if she had any advice for communities just starting e-learning. Kathleen's husband is also a teacher, and they have two school-age kids. The two of them struggle to get their own work done while helping out their children.
My advice would be to keep it simple and absolutely to manage things so that you're taking care of your mental health and taking breaks and getting exercise and doing whatever it is that feeds your soul. Just make sure you have enough time for that also.
My advice? As your child struggles to focus and you struggle to get any work done, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine that happy day in the hopefully not so distant future when your kid goes back to school.
Mom, I need your help.
This too shall pass.
I don't know how to write any of this, and I'm tired of writing.
For the world, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.